Tuned in to BFF.FM, and I'm your host, DJ Bequas, of the show Fractal Chambers. I have a really fun set for you all today, and basically just playing a whole lot of fuzz, so much fuzz, and trying to wrap that. And that first track you all heard was called Hatred in the Belly by Kapil Seshayasi. He is Punjabi and Scottish, and from Scotland. I think he's from Glasgow, actually. And he has this like badass new album that's out, and it's just really, really cool. I have a few more details about him in the show notes that you all can check out. And I just thought this would be a fun little set to do with lots of fuzz. Onto our next track, which is a local band called The Leave Me Alones, and they were recorded and produced by Jeff Saba, who's like kind of a big deal in the Bay Area and a really talented musician and producer. So thought that was really cool. And this album, or they dropped an EP like a few days ago, and I thought it was kind of cool. And so here we go.
I don't romanticize. Me and how it went. I just be running to the bebop bop and back to the beat, crazy, crazy surfing now. I just be diving to the bebop bop, oh, one for the money, two for the showtime. I just be running to the bebop bop and back to the beat, crazy, crazy surfing now. Jamming in the street. I'm not afraid to die.
Welcome back. You're listening to BFF.fm. That is best frequencies forever. And I'm your host, DJ Bakwas, of the show Fractal Chambers. I hope you all enjoyed that last track. That was Nidaye Bahar by Habibi. This is off of their most recent release. I believe it's an EP called Cardamom Garden, and it was released on Modern Sky USA Records. And there'll be a little bit of Habibi on today's show. I got to catch him at Starline Social Club in Oakland on Monday night, and it was an amazing performance. I think that was their first time playing in the Bay Area, as far as I know, and it was so good. They're all incredibly talented people, and it's really inspiring to see like five women up on stage just like killing it. That was Nidaye Bahar, and this EP, Cardamom Garden, dropped March 2nd, and yeah. Prior to that track, you all heard Ninth Amendment by The Kaminas. This is off of a compilation album called 27, The Most Perfect Album, and it was put out by New York Public Radio, and so WNYC, and I played a few tracks from this compilation on my last show, but there were some really good rock and roll tracks that didn't quite fit last time's set, so I wanted to throw those in this time. That album is about the 27 amendments to the Constitution, and the Kaminas performed a song for the Ninth Amendment, and I thought that was really cool. And I actually really liked the, in the background there is like a chant, and I thought that was really powerful. Prior to that track, you had First Amendment by Cherry Glazer off of that same album, 27, The Most Perfect Album. Cherry Glazer is like a very, very badass musician and just really good at rock and roll, and so I thought it was really cool that they got picked to also be a part of this compilation, as well as like be the opener, like they did the First Amendment, and I like the track that they produced for it. Prior to that track, you all heard Fluffy Kosmish, and this is by Kika Gakumoyo, and this is off of their most recent release, Masana Temples, off of Guru Guru Brain. This is a really, really good psychedelic album. If you're into that sound, I highly recommend checking out the entirety of Masana Temples. This band is from Japan, and they just recently came through. I know they were in Davis recently, and I think are touring the West Coast right now. Anyways, their album came out on the 5th of this month, so not too long ago, and I highly recommend just like checking their stuff out. I think it's really, really cool, and I'll have another track of theirs coming out soonish. And yeah, so prior to them, you all heard, Green Fuzz by Habibi off of that same EP I mentioned earlier. And I really like this track. I love the vibe of it, and again, it fits my theme of, you know, fuzzy sounds, and, you know, just wanting to fill your ears with fuzz. One of the reasons I picked this track, though, is because it reminded me a lot of this album of, like, Iranian psych rock from the 60s and 70s called Rocks, Rocks, Rocks. And I think there's a song on that that compilation album, also with the same name, Rocks, Rocks, Rocks. It's spelled R-A-K-S 3 times. And it has that same vibe, and so I'm pretty sure they were influenced heavily by that album, I think. I could definitely hear some similarities to it when I listened to Green Fuzz, and I thought that was really, really cool. Prior to that track, you all heard Nothing Packs a Punch by the Leave Me Alones. And this was a demo that they released. It's up on Bandcamp, and they're local, they're based in Oakland, and Jeff Saba produced them, which I thought was really cool, and it's kind of how it came up on my radar. Prior to that was our opener, Hatred in the Belly by Kapil Seshayasi, and it's off of his most recent release, A Sacred Boar. It came out pretty recently, I think in September, and I just think this is really cool. It's a dude from Scotland who is Punjabi Sikh, and this album is really radical. A Sacred Boar, it's very like anti-caste and anti-oppression, and it's just a really good listen all the way through. So wanted to recommend that to you all. Up next is, let's see. We have Nana by Kika Gaku Moyo, which is that Japanese psychedelic band. So good. I just realized I skipped a song. So prior to Green Fuzz, I played Kids in the Dark by Tenduji. They are also a Japanese band, and this song was released on their album Bubble Pops. They are amazing. A friend of mine who's currently living in Japan found out about this song or this band from his coworker, and Tenduji is just like amazing garage rock and sounds like a bunch of bands that I feel like I've heard of, but I can't like put my name, like my finger on it. And they actually have a EP coming out November 14th called Fabi Club, which I thought was really cool. It's just really happy, like garage rock, and I think it's good stuff to put you in a good mood. So I did want to like rep that and make sure I mentioned that. And I highly recommend checking out the music video because it's in San Francisco. And there's some like really cool shots of like the Painted Ladies houses and other familiar sites if you're from the city or, you know, have visited. So check out Tenduji, and I have a link to their music video for that track in the show notes. And okay, now up next is Nana by Kika Gaku Moyo.
Oh,
Morning and welcome back. You're tuned into BFF.fm and I'm your host, DJ Bakwas of the show Fractal Chambers. We're kind of reaching the end of our show, the last little 15 minutes we've got here. But yeah, I wanted to do a little quick back wrap. Hope you all enjoyed that last track. That was Catch It by Ice Age off of their album Beyondless, which was released on Matador Records. It came out late spring of this year, but I was sort of taking my time getting into it. I did like a very quick listen through a while back and was like, oh, this is too happy for me. And then I randomly went back to it this week and realized like, no, this is perfect. And it's funny because that's how I felt about their last album too, Plowing Through the Fields of Love. And that album is like one of my favorites. It's such a good rock album. So prior to Ice Age, you all heard Plane by Balms. This is off of their forthcoming LP, Mirror. It's also their debut LP. And I believe it's going to be self-released and should be releasing February 1st of next year. And if you liked what you heard, Balms is actually going to be headlining a show at the Secret Alley October 27th. So check that out. They'll be playing with Serena Victima and Night Shapes. So I think that'll be pretty cool. Prior to Bombs, you all heard Khodaya by Habibi off of their album Cardamom Garden. I said you all would be listening to a lot of Habibi during my show, and I did not lie. That was another really great track off of that EP. And yeah, part of that was Nana by Kikagaku Moyo, the Japanese psychedelic band. And yeah, let's see. Coming up next, we have we have Blood Soaked Holiday by Black Magic Hollyhock. This is a band that's now defunct, but they existed and were in like a couple years ago and were based in Washington State. And one of the main members of the band is now in LA, although I'm not sure if they are doing music still, but I thought that track kind of fit into the vibe of the show pretty well. So yeah, let's get to it, and then we'll have a really short air break near the end of the show. Cool. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy all the fuzz so far and the fuzz that is forthcoming.
Mommy's little piggy. city's crew.
Final track of the hour, and it's Eve's Tumor featuring James K. Licking an Orchid. This is off of his most recent release, and it's kind of amazing. So the release is called Safe in the Hands of Love, released on Warp. Highly recommend checking out the entire album. It is so good. So without further ado, Eve's Tumor, Licking an Orchid, and thank you so much for tuning in.
Some call it pain, some call it torture. Maybe I enjoy it. Please come home. I swear I love you dearly. No one can hold you closer. Thank you.
Inside of my soul, to find a piece of you.